Hello, and welcome to this edition of EMS Now Up Close. I am Eric Muskell with EMS Now. And today I have two guests on the show. I have David Filiski, he's the CEO of EIT, and I have Zalina, who is the VP of Marketing and Sales for Zollner Electronics. Both EMS companies with an interesting history together and some recent news about facility expansion that I wanted to go over with them. And I appreciate this because while the news is really related to EIT, it's certainly having the perspective of both EIT and Zollner, I think, adds some real context for the discussion. So David and Zava, thank you for taking the time to join and speak with me today. David, let's begin with you. Tell me, EMS founded what in 1977? But then since about 2022, you've been a part of the Zollner group of companies. So give us an overview of the companies, kind of your capabilities, market serve, those types of things.
Sure. Well, first, thank you for having us, Eric. EIT, as you said, has been in business since 1977, and over the this is our 48th year. And over that time, we learned, you have to be very flexible and adjust to the current market conditions and current customers. So we've done that through a lot of years. Initially, we started off just as a regional company in Northern Virginia. Our founder started the business here. And then we expanded into Danville, Virginia, which is on the North Carolina border. So it gave us access into North Carolina. And then we also expanded down there using cable and metal machine shop and a cable business. Kept that regional approach for a long time. And about 10 or 11 years ago, we expanded into New England. So that gave us access to the whole East Coast, basically, because it gave us access to the Boston market as well as North Carolina and then Northern Virginia. So very nice footprint. And then about 2 or 3 years ago, our owner decided that he wanted to get out of the manufacturing business. And we've known Zollner a long time, back since about 2009, maybe. And at the time we partnered with Zollner, we did business with them for a few years. They owned about 10% of EIT. They were looking for more ownership. And at the time, we weren't willing to sell more ownership to Zollner at the time. So they went to the West Coast, and we kept in touch through the years. And then, as I said, about 2 or 3 years ago, when the owner decided he wanted to get out of the business, our first call was to Zollner. We've had a very good working relationship with them for a long time. We've kept in touch with them, and it really feels like a good fit, both family-owned businesses. Obviously, Zollner is much larger in scale than we are, but it gave Zollner access to the East Coast, which they didn't have previously. So in terms of market served, I think our footprint is very similar to what Zollner has. We serve, medical or health life sciences type thing, communication, defense, military type business, and industrial. The only segment we're not serving that Zollner does is telecommunication, or I'm sorry, not automotive and rail. Maybe that will change over time, but right now, basically a lot of similar type markets.
Okay, thanks. And so what benefits did you realize by joining Zollner here 2 years ago?
Obviously, the biggest thing is economy of scale. As a small regional supplier, we had a nice niche market for a long time. COVID really had a significant impact on us in terms of trying to get, components. But also everything going electronic now, the internet of everything, and we're trying to use the same components as large contract manufacturers, and it was getting more and more difficult for us to find parts. So the economy of scale that Zollner offered, and also the access to capital. As a small private company, it was family-owned business. Access to capital wasn't as readily available as a company the size of Zollner.
Yeah, good. Hey, Zava, let's pull you and get the Zollner perspective. Obviously, Zollner is, and as David referenced, kind of one of the larger EMSs globally, largest indigenous European EMS company based out of Zund, Germany. But what strategic benefit did the partnership with EIT, EIC, excuse me, provide to Zollner?
So I think a lot of this was touched base by David already. So when we have the overall look on the Americas area where we have our location and on the West Coast with the site in Milpitas and the site up in Fremont, and then down south in Costa Rica with our best cost country approach, we still had a gap on the East Coast for our East Coast customer base, and also for our European customer base who wants to settle in the US based on US CHIPS Act, based on Inflation Reduction Act and all the regulations that are coming up. And this was a perfect strategic fit for us because we not only have the one location, we have the site in down south in Danville, then in Leesburg, and then with the recent news that everybody read up in Salem with all the needed capabilities and capacities that we need. And that's why this was really a very good strategic fit. And this allows us to grow consistently in the US and all American market with our colleagues from EIT on this global scale with our customers. Because what we saw the last couple of years was this the effects that we had in China, the effects that we see in Europe, and also the North American effects, that we need to have even more a local for local approach on all our locations. And that's why this is a perfect fit for us.
Okay. And tell me, how much commonality was there among the customer bases?
Well, there was some commonality on the customer bases because EIT has the big advantage that they also serve the big OEMs in some of our industries. So there were and still are commonalities in. But, and I think that's the most important thing, the customer relationships are as long-term oriented as we have here in Europe. So very trustful, very loyal customers that David and the team have on site. With the same complexity that we see in our European and the other US customers. And this was more the perfect fit. As you know, Eric, we are not the EMS company known as the inorganic growth company. So we always grow organically. So the most important thing was to really assure that we have the existing customer base at EIT, that they can grow with us, that they have all the possibilities, and also for the Solna customer base to have the ability to grow and expand in the US business. And of course, and that's no secret, the EMS industry is consistently growing also in North America to add new customers into our portfolio.
Yeah. Hey, look, one last question, and you just touched on it there, brought to mind. I was impressed when I was reading the announcements too, that what Zolna said was it was the one of the key attributes was the quality of the people at that that EIT had. And when we're talking about those particular sectors that are being served, that deep knowledge of the manufacturing in those sectors is critical, and it also probably underlies the long-term relationships that they've created. But maybe speak to that a bit too, and how important that was.
Yes, and I think that's one of the most important aspects. As David said, although we are a little bit different from the size of the both of our companies, we have a lot of things in parallel, talking about family-owned and family-driven business on the two sides, and having also very loyal and very good skilled people available. What was also the base of our success with our business and with growing with our existing customer base. So this was very important for us, and this is where we build on in our growth strategies as well, to use this knowledge and to use the people to really expand in growth and also in customer satisfaction.
Yeah, very good. David, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think, you know, that's a really important aspect. One of the things that stuck out for me when we first were introduced to Zolna is, even though the size of Zolna, they have the same relationship to customers as we do. So our approach to our customers has always been, it's about quality and delivery and servicing as best we can, and having that one-on-one relationship with the customer. And even though Zolna was so much bigger, they have the same approach. So you don't get the pressures of Wall Street to, you know, make every penny you can. It's really about relationship development. And that was critical for us, you know, because that's how we developed our business for 40 plus years. And Zolna's the same thing. So they still have those same type of relationships with their customers as we do on a small scale. So that was really important. And it shows that, you know, even large companies can continue to do that because you don't have the pressure of Wall Street, you know, basically, and the family can make the decision for the right reasons.
Yeah, no. Excellent point. So listen, the other piece, obviously, and we teased it a few times here, was the press release that came out about your expansion up in the Salem, New Hampshire facility there. David, tell me about that and how that benefits your business.
So it's really exciting. We've been in New Hampshire since about 2013 in a small facility, about 30,000 square feet. We announced that we're expanding into a 100,000 square foot facility, still in Salem, New Hampshire, very close. So we're not going to lose any employees. We're within a mile of our current current facility. What's really exciting is the customer base in New England. Obviously, there's a very strong tech market in New England, and Zoner actually has a lot of customers and a lot of access to customers there as well. So we think we can leverage some of the Zoner activity where they're doing business with other affiliates, maybe not necessarily in New England, or even if they are, we can leverage that and grow our business there, basically through organic growth because of the relationships with Zoner. So we're really excited about the possibility of expanding significantly in New England.
Yeah. And that does that have any impact on the other two facilities, or this, it doesn't draw anything from those?
It won't draw anything from them. Actually, New England is kind of a unique market. New England business likes to stay in New England for the most part. So we think we can, you know, maintain a lot of the business there. We have facilities in both sites in Virginia. They're both about 60 to 70,000 square feet. So there's a lot of expansion and growth opportunities in those as well. Mm-hmm. We expect to expand Danville as well, but we already have a new facility there, or fairly new facility there, that we know we can bring a lot of business in there without expanding like we're doing in New England right now.
Okay. So you've essentially tripled your footprint there in Salem. So what type of, obviously that means more space, opportunity for more equipment. What type of investment in equipment is planned for the new facility?
We've done through Zoner in just the 18 months or so that we're with Zoner, we've already done significant investment. We've probably invested across all three facilities over $10 million in the first year of business alone, upgrading equipment, getting newer equipment. Part of that is because we've had older equipment, but part of it is also getting ready for the growth and expansion we expect. And also labor is a challenge. So we're looking to automate as much as we can, or looking to enhance our processes as much as we can, so we can get much better efficiency, much better flow through the product. So we expect the expansion to, or the investment to continue, especially in New England this year, because the new facility that we hope to move in July, August timeframe.
Okay, excellent. Hey, and Zava, how does Zoner see the expansion as benefiting its business? I mean, David was just talking about how, you know, how New England likes to stay in New England there, and that you have some customers up there. So tell me about the benefits that Zoner sees in this.
So perhaps we have to make a global approach to that, what we have recently realized in Salem. When you look on our last press releases, we have started a bigger expansion plan globally on nearly all Zoner locations. So for example, last year we did a reopening of our site in Taichung in China, where we nearly doubled the floor space of manufacturing area. We are actually having our activities down in Tunisia, where we opened a new site and will start building activities with our own site that we are doing. We actually also have our expansion plans down in Costa Rica, what means nearly on every continent, including Europe, China, and US and Costa Rica. We are expanding consistently to really fulfill future demands of our customers with the size of the business that we need and they need, especially in that area. So coming back to Salem and to the EIT structure, for us, this is really very, very beneficial because market in the New England area is very vibrant. There is a lot of things going on. We have a lot of good existing customers, not only in the US, but also down in Costa Rica and in Europe. So this means we have this proximity, which is very important in this area. And we will do the same down in Danville and also in Leesburg, with having the abilities to expand based as it's needed And I think that's a very important thing with the capabilities that that David and the team also have in point of view of mechatronic technologies like cabling, inductives, and also mechanical. We will have the ability to really have the same setup that where we are known also in Europe to provide our customers, especially with this technologies. And also based on that, what we also are going to use for our US facilities, we have installed a shared service center down in Costa Rica, where we do some services in point of view of engineering, in point of view of all administrative work down in Costa Rica, to have also cost benefits on our US locations, because as David mentioned, cost-wise, even if you see it Silicon Valley or up in New England, it's very often tough. But therefore, we have the answer with some services down in Costa Rica, so that we really are on the edge and a very cost-attractive baseline in all of our U.S. locations.
Okay, very good. And David, anything you want? I forgot I was going to mention the mechatronics earlier, but you know, those capabilities. So this isn't obviously just PCBA what you're doing for your clients. Any comments about what he just said?
It's exciting now. With the access to Zoner capital, basically, you know, we're going to be able to expand into that, and that's one of the reasons the expansion in New England is to be able to go beyond board level. So we do some box level build, but again, it's such small scale compared to Zoner, but now we can go after the much larger scale and much higher volume type stuff, and with the added facility, that'll give us that footprint to be able to support that.
Excellent. Well, listen, let me ask too, David, for you, you know, what's the outlook then? You teased that business is good. You know, this is obviously an expansion. You have a good, strong partner in Zollner. What's your outlook for the year? And what's really driving that? Is that more outsourcing? Is that greater outsourcing, as we were just indicating, across just board level to full box thing? What is behind the growth?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. You know, you look at the global economy and you see what's going on in Ukraine and Israel and, you know, even China, Taiwan, that kind of stuff. Things don't look the greatest. But if you look to North America specifically, you know, you hear the CHIP Acts, you hear the some of the investment the government is making, and that is attracting business into the U.S. And that's obviously the intent of what the government's trying to do. But also what we're seeing is, and we've seen this before, is, you know, companies, the OEMs of the world, reshoring. You know, when they say they want to outsource to China, well, China labor market is much cheaper than it is in North America, certainly on the East Coast. But when you look at total landed costs and the costs or time to market, you know, now all of a sudden we can look competitive. And, you know, when you're waiting for weeks to get a shipment in, if it's coming by boat and now there's problems with getting deliveries, that's becoming more and more of a problem. So when you look at total landed cost, and that's not just taking, you know, the cost in China and the cost in the U.S. and adding freight. It's also international phone calls. It's also travel internationally and the problem of getting visas and that kind of stuff. So when you look at all that, obviously my background is accounting. but when you look at that, you can see it makes a lot of sense to have it close by, you know, as close as you can to the market. And that's why we're seeing a lot of growth, I think. And that's why we're preparing for a lot of growth in our locations, because we see that. We see business coming from Zoner, but also the market is driving a lot of that business.
Excellent. Zava, anything to add to that about the overall market drivers?
Yes. As David mentioned, aerospace, defense, and all the governmental related things are driving. And the overall mega trend of electrification is still driving us beside all the political aspects. Of course, there are political aspects, but nevertheless, we see a very strong organic growth in green energy, in e-mobility, so especially charging infrastructure. We see with the US CHIPS Act coming a lot more semiconductor business back in the US, means also all the tier one supply chain into the semiconductor industries is growing as well. So we see overall in the branches, including healthcare and life science, a consistent growth and very positive outlook. And I think with those activities and investments, we have the perfect setup to react on all these demands. And this is how we will proceed, especially in the Americas.
Excellent. Well, gentlemen, thank you for your time. Thanks for helping to tell this story. When I saw the press release, I reached out because this is a good story, and it's a good collaboration within the industry that I think was worth telling. So thank you for sharing that. Obviously, David, I wish you nothing but success up there with the expansion and all that's going in there. But you have a strong partner, obviously, in Zona, and that should serve you well. So let's stay in touch. And if there's more news to tell, we would love to help share it.
Great. Thank you for your time.
Many thanks for your time, Eric. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you.